Coming up on today's podcast, Uncle Buck and a dynasty. Could it be coming up in the league? Coming up on today's podcast, could Uncle Buck be starting a new dynasty? We'll talk about that. Nothing new for Mr. Luke as he's 1-1 fighting through the season with a big win against the Kamish. And Mr. Ryan officially has a quarterback problem. We talk about that and more on today's podcast. Here we go, ready for the week 2 breakdown of the podcast. And we're going to start in that game with myself and Mr. Luke. And safe to say, it was very disappointing. Just can't quite get it going to start the season. And it's tough. I mean, quarterback problem to begin, you know, with Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson now. Everybody else kind of stepped up. So it was progress with Debo Samuel and Adams and Henry and Connor stepping up in the positions there. But how about Mr. Luke with a great pickup and Puka Nacua, and of course the Steelers defense stepping up for him. Jamar Chase with another bad week, and Mr. Luke still won with 142. So imagine if Chase can turn it on, what will happen? Look out for Mr. Luke. Already Mr. Woody wins in probably the worst way possible. Nick Chubb goes down for the season, and Mr. Woody comes in from behind with Chris Olave and gets the win. He defeats Mr. Gilbert, puts Mr. Gilbert to 1-1, and Mr. Woody improves to 2-0 going into the third week. Mr. Dad getting a much-needed win, coming off of last season, coming off of the loss last week. He goes 1-1. Miss Lori can't seem to find it. She also joins the Kamish at 0-2. Uncle Buck and Mr. Ryan, we talked about it, and this is the most headline matchup here. Mr. Ryan has a quarterback problem. He's got Lawrence, who had 5 points, Fields, who had 10 points, and that's not what you want out of a quarterback. You want 20-plus, 18-plus is what we're talking maybe. And he didn't get it at all. Maybe if he gets it, maybe he gets production, because it's not bad. The points he put up is not bad, but compared to what Uncle Buck put up, it's terrible. Cook, Barkley, Allen, Hill, Smith, Allen. I mean, they're all in double digits. Pitts had a bad day, but it doesn't matter because he's got guys like Devontae Smith and Tyreek Hill, who even had a bad week for himself, but still scored a touchdown. Keenan Allen went off. Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, before he went down, went off. Guys are going off for Uncle Buck. He cruises to 2-0 with 2 blowout victories. What's next for him is the main question. And we take a look here into these standings. And Uncle Buck and Mr. Woody sitting atop at 2-0. Mr. Luke and Mr. Ryan, followed by Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Dad at 1-1. And myself and Miss Laura bringing up the rear at 0-2. It's, like I said in the other podcast, it's kind of too early to tell right now. But you can tell teams that are on a roll. And that's Uncle Buck right now. He's destroying teams, blowing teams out, doing exactly what he needs to do. Reminder, coming up on next week's podcast, we will start comparing them to NFL teams. So we'll be comparing teams to NFL teams, breaking down in-depth of waiver wire moves from managers. So we'll be keeping an eye there. And, of course, next podcast, the whole breakdown and everything. So we're going to begin here with week 3 predictions. And we're going to begin with Mr. Luke and Mr. Woody. And it's a little too early to call injury-wise. Now we start looking at injuries. We start looking at quarterbacks and running backs. I think, in my opinion, Mr. Luke is going to get the win here. I think what he's got with Puka Nacua and what he's got in the wide receiver, I think Chase has a bounce-back week. I think things could remain calm over there for Mr. Luke. I think he gets the win and kind of sets Mr. Woody back a little bit, going 2-1. Both teams improve their 2-1. Here we go for the game of the week. You got Mr. Dad and Mr. Ryan. And why is this the game of the week? It's two teams desperately needing a win. And I say desperately, but I mean it in this way, right? Mr. Ryan, he's going to try to prove me wrong. He has to prove me wrong, and he has to really kind of assert himself in the team that he is, and that's a top team in this league. He's got to get a win, and he's got to get a win bad here. But injury to Amon-Ra St. Brown may affect things. On the other end, though, for Mr. Dad, I mean, if he can get a win this week, it really puts him right back where he left off a few years ago in the stretch where he was first, second, third, 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 second, and he didn't get anything worse than a fourth place. Mr. Dad needs to get back to that position. Will he get it to it this week? I don't think so. I think Mr. Ryan does bounce back. I think Trevor Lawrence has a bounce back week against the Texans. I think going on, if Mr. Ryan wants to stick with these two QBs, it's got to be Lawrence, and it's got to be Lawrence by a landslide. I can't trust Justin Fields, nor will I trust Justin Fields in any matchup, right? But I do trust Trevor Lawrence against the Texans. Rebound week for the Jags, rebound week for Lawrence. He gets back. Mr. Ryan's going to win. The household, house divided battle between Uncle Buck and Miss Lori. Miss Lori, this is not the person that you want to face coming off 0-2. For Uncle Buck, it just gets easier for him, right? He's playing Miss Lori, who's got an injury-riddled team for right now. Uncle Buck's probably going to be without Saquon Barkley, but no problem, because he's got Kyron Williams, who went off on his bench. It just gets better for Uncle Buck. He wins by a landslide. This is going to be another blowout win for Uncle Buck. Myself and Mr. Gilbert, it's going to be a big one here. How does Mr. Gilbert respond with a Nick Chubb injury? He's got Kamara coming back in a few weeks, so it kind of works out perfectly for him roster-wise. But everything else, does Evans continue it? Does Ridley get back into the end zone? What does Kelce do after really coming off of a week? He didn't play week one. He only had 12 points last week, trying to get right back in the groove of things. I think Kelce gets back. I think Kelce goes off this week. But who else will step up is going to be a big question for Mr. Gilbert. For myself, a quarterback. Does quarterback put up points, and do I get points out of the tight end position? It's going to be the biggest key. Who steps up in this matchup? It's going to be who goes above and beyond and steps up. That's the biggest key for this matchup here, and frankly, for any of the matchups in this fantasy. Who is going to step up early in the season to assert a spot on a team? That's going to be the biggest thing. Next week, we will have a loaded podcast as we will be comparing teams and breaking down waiver wire for the first time all year. First two podcasts could be a little slow, but we're getting in the groove of things. It's going to be interesting to see here. We have the predictions of preseason playoff teams. Mr. Woody, Mr. Ryan, Uncle Buck and myself. Right now, Uncle Buck and Mr. Woody sitting pretty, but me and Mr. Ryan fighting for it as other teams come up from the rear.